He may be the lone holdout or maybe one of the last two peacocks roaming this neighborhood.
Nobody's bothered them that I've seen, and they're pretty to look at. They don't cause any problems.
That depends on who you talk to.
Down around the corner there.
Raymond Prouty's lived in this neighborhood on Vancouver's city limits for 34 years.
They're kind of a nuisance. I mean, can you imagine somebody getting on top of your hood of your car? And they got claws like this.
And sometimes sitting on cars like this. There were more than a half a dozen peacocks roaming this neighborhood back in May. The first two somehow got free from Corey Pennington's property and started to reproduce.
Eventually, we got the original two that I had, and they had some babies. We didn't get all the babies, and that's what you see now.
The large birds can be unpredictable. The Oregon Zoo stopped letting peacocks roam its grounds last May after one attacked a child at the zoo. Clark County Animal Control says a wildlife contractor has captured and relocated all but one or maybe two of the peacocks during the past few months. It's also fined Pennington $200 for letting the first birds get loose.
We'll continue to try to locate this animal. We'll continue to try to encourage our wildlife trapper to get it for relocation, but it's never been a priority because it hasn't really harmed anybody.